kindly. Is your gaze kind? Do you consider your gaze to be kind? Has that ever been asked of you? By you? By another? You turn to look at me. I ask you now, and you level a gaze at me that does not appear to be kind. Perhaps you want to say, "What on earth are you asking me?" So I ask again, is your gaze kind? Are you aware of being kind when you look upon another, upon a child who surely is equally another, on a dog, a tree, a view? Is your gaze kind? Or is it searching, critical, fearful, judging, cowering, worried, needy, sly, covert, blank, angry, staring, collusive? So many words to define the gaze. So much power given and so much power taken. Can you become aware of your gaze? Does it matter to you, the power that you give and the power that you take? Does it matter to you how utterly unconscious you are of the consciousness that you bestow upon another? And equally, how much does it matter the consciousness that another bestows upon you? I am quite certain that for the most part, this gaze upon you is paramount, utterly affecting if it is not beneficent. You look at me, searching your thoughts as I speak, wondering, what is your relationship to this? What do the cogs of your mind, as they were, I can hear them. What Heath Robinson contraption do they create with those pulleys, ropes, beams and struts? Have you ever considered the consciousness that you bestow upon another? And as the thoughts are created in response, how does that gaze change? I see you thinking, considering, rolling these concepts around like a plump raisin. I see it in your eyes. Your gaze is thinking. Now, not inquiring, not searching, no longer fearful or angry, your gaze changes, and you look at me now, kindly. It is a very beautiful gaze. Gentle, accepting, interested. I know now that you see me. And I really can say with my hand on my heart that I see you. And all is good. We exist in each other's kind gaze.